Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Two Drink Minimum. We would have started earlier, but that son of a bitch ruined everything. The man in front of me, magical and legendary, it's Mike Ward, Chris Ramsey.
Yeah.
Hey, guys.
The Pantelis.
That's it.
And we, yeah, it's not his fault.
No, I know.
But
yes.
he did turn the computer on. We said we're recording at 7, so it's 7:02. He sat down, and he was like, fucking, who was here? Who touched my
that's
shit?
That's a good point.
It was very much like the Goldilocks situation. He's like, who was in my chair? There's crumbs here. Someone was eating in my chair.
Yeah, except it's also Goldilocks' house, and there are no bears. And he's like, it's all his own fault.
Fine, did you know that this episode is brought to you by our friends over at Polysleep?
Oh.
Yeah. And you know what they gave us? They gave us a code. So people can get 30% off their purchases.
The and code money, is, I hope.
Yeah, Pantelis, 30. You get 30% off anything on the site.
Nice.
There are no scams, no minimums. It doesn't matter what you want to get a pillow, 30% off, Pantelis, 30. You want to get a mattress? You can have one. No one's
I was looking
you.
To actually leave today with a mattress if I could.
Pantelis, 30, baby. Use that.
Fantastic.
Polysleep.ca. You know what I'm talking about, Mike? You know what I'm talking about.
I do know what you're talking about.
Poseidon, you like them mattresses?
I love mattresses. The stiffer, the better.
That's not how mattresses work.
Well, they're not going to use
and
that
the,
one.
Yeah, and the stiffer, the better.
Yeah.
For some
I
people.
I like my mattress deep and hard.
Yeah. And you know what? Some might like
throbbing.
Them soft.
Oh,
so hard.
I like my mattress sticky and wet.
Oh. I use that promo code to get a sticky, wet mattress.
I love when my mattress covers my mouth and holds my hips. You're like, wait a second. Are we still talking about mattresses here?
You also like the pillows in your mouth.
Like,
oh, I could have judged
it. Very biteable pillows.
Very suffocatable.
Polysleep. Very biteable.
He's they very don't... sexual, man.
Yeah.
Everything he says is sexual.
Pantelis 30. That's your promo code. Poseidon, if you want something, just use my promo code so you can get 30% off. Why pay the full price?
Yeah.
That's excellent.
We were wondering what promo code to use, and then I put my name.
Might as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this one for all the podcasts.
I always think it's two L's in your name, and then I spell it with two L's, and I'm like, that doesn't look right. And then I take away the L, and then it's okay.
So you just made them realize no one is going to use the promo code.
They're all
going to
spell it properly. And they're all going to spell it properly.
That's why I said it.
Yeah.
A lot of people misspell my name in the wackiest ways. Pantelis.
Ah.
Two A's.
Pantelis. That's not that wacky.
Or P.
Your name's wacky.
They switch the A and the E around.
Pantelis.
Let me ask you a question. Bob, bottom of the barrel.
Yeah.
This is your podcast.
Yeah.
Mike has been on it.
Yes.
I have been on it.
Yep.
Poseidon has been on it.
I have not.
No, he's not.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, we've been trying.
So it's a quality show.
Uh-huh.
So you got standards. I noticed that there's a man in Texas who has the same thing, bottom of the barrel, and he does shows there. Are you related?
No. So what this is at the Comedy Mothership, they started a segment called Bottom of the Barrel.
Okay.
Because bottom of the barrel is obviously
a term.
A term.
Like two drink minimum.
Yeah, it means like you're scraping the bottom of the barrel.
Yeah.
There's nothing left. And they have this thing where they have a bottom of the barrel night. It's one of the nights there where they got different, I guess, subjects. And they'll you know, pick one out of the barrel, the bottom of the barrel, and they'll have to improv, I guess. I think that's the premise. I'm not sure. I've not been to one. But yeah, headed by Brian Simpson, who...
Related to Bart?
Not related to Bart. Very funny comic.
OJ? Related to OJ?
Possibly related to OJ. Okay. But he's a regular up there at the Comedy Mothership. Very funny guy.
Nice.
But I remember Wes met him months ago. And I remember him talking about our podcast to him specifically. So when I saw the Bottom of the Barrel show hosted by Bryce, I was like, But again, it's not a podcast, so it doesn't really bug me.
Oh, you mean the name-wise. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So it's not related, but you think he was inspired.
I think he was inspired. But
it is a good name.
But also, I'm totally fine with it because then my podcast Instagram, I'll just comment on every one of their posts being like, heck yeah, I can't wait, you know, or whatever. And people just follow me because they think I'm the podcast of that night. So I think it's a fair trade.
What's that guy's name?
Brian Simpson.
Brian Simpson. You should change the name of your podcast to the Brian Simpson
Show.
That's
funny.
We did it for Orenthal.
Yeah.
What have you been up to?
Nothing much.
You took the some time off and just relaxed?
No, I did a bunch of shows.
Oh, shit. Yeah, okay. How'd
they go? They went really well. I'm happy. This show is starting to be a real show.
Do we have the giant head on stage yet?
Not yet, but I saw what it looks like.
Awesome?
Yeah, it's fucking scary.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's way too big.
And is it going to be on for the whole show?
It's going to be on. I'm going to do like a kind of a Cirque du Soleil entrance. Like it'll disappear quickly.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you like magic?
No, I'm not going to do anything. Yeah. I'm just going to walk out, and then it's going to fucking disappear like magic.
You're going to make it disappear.
I'm going to make it disappear.
That's what magicians
do. Magic
yeah.
is. You're a magician.
I'm a magician.
You're a prop comic. Yeah,
exactly. Michael Copperfield.
Yeah, you see our friend Alex Jones is back on Twitter/X.
He's back on X. He's got like a million followers, too.
Yeah.
God damn.
He also has his own video game.
Yeah, we.
Does he?
Yeah, like InfoWars or something.
TikTok banned my video. I had a 1-minute video of him and Guido reacting to the video game, and they took it down for hate speech.
What's a video game?
Bring it up, Poseidon. It's called New World Order Wars.
Yeah.
It's a 2D side-scrolling shooter.
8-bit.
8-bit, and it's just him fighting the New World Order. It's him fighting Bill Gates. It's him fighting Epstein on the island and Bill Clinton. A lot of bills. He fights a lot of bills.
A lot of billionaire bills.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really funny.
Bro,
what the fuck?
There's fucking crumbs.
Those are definitely from you.
They're not. I haven't been.
They
in
were
two
in
weeks.
Your mustache when you got here.
Nah, go fuck yourselves, you bastards. And great, the volume's not playing on the TV.
Yeah, it's like Contra. You remember Contra?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like that where you got like the bullets around your shoulders and kind of got the Gatling gun in hand.
The audio is amazing though.
New World Order Wars
for America.
You want to put your headphones on so you can hear it?
Yeah,
you're gonna laugh. That's just Pac-Man.
All right, are you ready, kids?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Donkey Kong and Super Mario Brothers, and now the ultimate retro nostalgia throwback game. I present to the world Alex Jones's New World Order Wars. They're turning the friggin' frogs gay.
I'll eat your ass.
You Nazi scum.
Oh, my
That's George Soros.
Let's free the Patriots. Globalist
tech. Reptilians.
Yeah, reptilian Zuckerberg. We are going to defeat the globalists very bigly.
This game is mostly peaceful.
This is amazing.
I'm going to lower the world's population.
Oh, big deal.
Oh, no.
I'm taking you down, rapist.
I'm taking you down, rapist.
Download it now at alexjonesgame.com because, as we all know, anything badass gets censored.
This is the greatest thing ever made.
And he's right.
I love how. Fuck. Yeah, he's a cartoon character.
Yeah.
He is. He knows it.
Yeah.
He's aware.
That's why,
he's
like, it's weird how they censored him everywhere because he's obviously just a fucking
troll.
Yeah,
yeah.
It like none of that seems real to me.
It's so funny.
It's just a big fucking buffoon.
He's amazing.
It's like a statement, though. If like Alex needs to be silenced because like if we let him have a platform, then it's all over type deal. And I get that too.
I don't get that
because I'm like, you gotta let a guy like that have everything if you want freedom. First of all,
yeah.
You take that guy away, it's like it's all over.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I want to hang out with him. I want to eat a steak with him.
Yeah,
I fired off an email to his
just
people.
Not in a library.
I offered to fly him to Montreal for a podcast. I sent an email on Sunday.
Yeah, oh, he's an interesting guy, dude. Super entertaining for sure.
I don't think they're gonna respond.
But he also predicted like crazy amount of shit. Like on Rogan's podcast, he talked about Epstein Island. I think 10 years before it was even a thing.
God damn,
before people even knew about it. So
no, he has more hits than misses. The problem is his misses sometimes
are spectacular.
The one thing people bring up
he's
Sandy
a
Hook.
Home run hitter.
Sandy Hook.
Yeah. It was just the Sandy Hook thing that fucked him up. But that's what happens. That's why I tell people we got to be careful when we get into conspiracies. Once you get too deep, like too much shit really happens, then you start believing in all of it and you get caught.
Yeah, you can't believe
it. You get scammed.
That was me at the beginning of the pandemic. I was like losing my goddamn mind. I had all this time. All of a sudden, I went down like The satanic
lizards.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I feel
crazy
like you're his
shit.
Target demographic. Though.
Oh, definitely. Oh, he is. Yeah, yeah.
That's
yeah.
a thing that's scary though about Alex Jones, because someone that's smart listens to him yeah. and goes, fun. "That guy's fucking hilarious."
Yeah,
he's
I love
the
him.
Best. But then someone that's not that smart is like those fucking gay frogs.
He was right.
Feels a little slighted.
Did you know
right
that one of the things he was right about was the gay frogs?
What was he saying about the gay frogs?
No,
it,
that the frogs are turning gay.
Yeah.
because microplastics are taints are shrinking, and these frogs they've tested are actually turning gay because of the microplastics.
It wasn't him who came up with it. It was actually a Berkeley. Yeah. It was a University of Berkeley, I think, a study. Yeah. Like this was, but the way he said it, they're making the freaking frogs gay, sounds insane.
Yeah.
It was just the way he worded it is crazy, but he was actually spot on that. Yeah.
He makes it sound like somebody went out of their way
to make them
frogs
homosexuals.
Gay.
That's why it sounds so crazy.
But them having a smaller taint.
No, we have a smaller taint. Them, they have a.
But does that make you gay? Like, no. I've never measured a homosexual's taint.
We're getting shorter.
Okay.
And that's usually a sign. Like in a lot of species, they can tell what a female and a male is if they don't have like the exposed genitalia.
Okay.
By the size of the taint, and females would have a shorter taint. So guys having short taint sounds like a symbol of like, oh shit, we're all.
That's where black people, that's where it comes from when they call their girlfriend shorty.
Wouldn't a gay guy though need like a longer taint? Because you don't want to get butt fucked and just rammed in the balls.
But that's
why they're getting closer.
Yeah.
They're getting slowly pounded closer to each other.
Oof. Yeah. They're getting banged so hard that the taint is shrinking.
They're shrinking every time a little bit.
We're going to get to a point where you can fuck your own asshole. Yeah.
Maybe, though, what they'd have to do is just, like, stick a thumb in their mouth and blow, and then maybe it'll pop
stretch
back.
Stretch the taint? Like a Looney Tunes cartoon?
Ooh.
What if we evolve to the point where we can auto-produce, where we literally, like, our asshole is also our vagina somehow?
Like a cloaca?
I think we'll be able to auto-produce, but, like, through machines and through science. I think
and adoption.
And, well, adoption. Yeah. Adoption, too, yeah.
And child trafficking.
Are we allowed to adopt... Still.
Yeah, of course.
I heard in Quebec it's very hard to adopt.
Cheaper to kidnap.
Yeah, way cheaper.
Yeah. Mm.
But is it true that it's that hard in Quebec to adopt?
I don't think it's that hard.
I heard it was hard, but it might be.
Yeah, I think it's hard if you want to adopt a white kid.
I think too.
No,
like,
seriously, if you want to adopt a white kid, it's going to cost you way more. If you want to adopt like a native.
Yeah, yeah.
Those are like.
A dime a dozen.
They're giving them away.
They're giving them away.
If you adopt a two white kids, you get a free native.
It's very true.
Oh, okay. I mean, look, I can't pass up
a
good deal.
That.
But yeah, you know what it is? So maybe.
I think you use our PolySleep promo code for that, actually.
Pantel is 30. Try that at the government when you're adopting.
I think you get a.
Because look, if you get two of these whiteys, maybe you'll get yourself like some kind of.
You know what it might
lawyer.
Be though? Like the white kids, people that were adopting white kids, like Laurent Paquin adopted two white kids and he got them from Russia. Everyone was getting them from Russia.
God damn.
So you can't adopt from Russia now.
Oh, yeah.
No,
because
they might
be good ones too. They had the good genes. Yeah. No, they were already trained for our winters. You know what I mean? Like they were.
I think they're trained to kill us.
They were ready to go. Like you don't want to adopt somebody from, you know, from here.
I just
want to get somebody in worse conditions and be like,
so he's like this the best
tough. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You can appreciate it.
Laurent Paquin would be so funny. There's a family photo, and he's just the kids are like, "This is my papa, Laurent Paquin." Like, there's something so funny.
They were babies brought here. Somehow they still have Russian accents.
And they're like super thick. Yeah. Oh no, Papa! Have you seen what is happening to my homeland?
Or they're like that 22-year-old girl who was adopted, who pretended to be a little kid.
That's a good scam.
And she was 22.
That's a good scam.
Like years ago, I was looking to adopt from Quebec, and you can adopt like through the DPJ, but sometimes
like problematic kids.
Like for a bit.
Yeah, you have to keep them for a year before you can adopt them. So you have to be a foster parent for a year. And any time the real parents, if they call back, they get them back. No. So the mother could be a fucking crack whore that beats the kid. And then if she sobers up for half a day.
That's foster care, though. That's fostering, I think, right? Yeah,
but to adopt.
As well?
You have to foster for a year.
Oh, you got to foster, and then...
It's like your learner's permit.
Yeah, like leasing.
My friend did that.
Lease to buy, lease to own type thing.
Yeah.
They want to make sure you're not going to bang them.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I have a friend who had a kid, and they were like, this kid, like, the parents are definitely not going to take him back. The father OD'd, and the mother, she's a train wreck. And he was like, it's your kid. Don't worry, it's your kid. And then 4 days later, they called back and they were like, oh yeah, look, little slight problem. You gotta bring the kid back. And he said he was worried because he dropped the. It was a brand new baby, and he dropped them the second day.
Right out of the box, eh?
So yeah. So when he got the call, he thought it was because they had somehow found out that he dropped the baby, and they were like, "Look, you fucking asshole!
Yeah. You can't take this is damaged. Kid. We and can't like, take
they're
this
never
back.
Gonna know." Yeah. But he goes back. The kid's got a crevice, and his tongue is out the whole time. They're like, "Are you sure this is how we gave him to you?" He's like, "Yeah, that's how I got him."
Yeah, and he votes for that. Trudeau.
That's a birthmark.
Am I right?
That's sad though.
Yeah, that's horrible. Yeah, imagine you fucking adopt a kid, or you think you adopted a kid, then you give him back, and you know he's gonna have a shitty life.
Yeah.
The person who pretended she was 21 pretended she was a kid.
Uh huh.
How'd they catch her?
Good question. I know that there's an interview that was posted today or yesterday with the original father, the adopted father. And her.
The original or the adopted?
The adopted father.
The adopted father.
Thank
God I'm not a pedophile.
No, but like, yeah, but now there's a conversation between those two for the first time since all this went down.
Fuck.
Which is really fucked up.
It's probably the way he found out they were watching, like, he was like, I'll show you a movie from my childhood.
Oh, she's
and
an actual woman?
All the words. Like, we watched When Harry Met Sally.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, this scene is
Good Morning Vietnam or something.
Let me see her beside him.
That's funny.
What the fuck?
Yeah, but now she's starting to show her age.
Yeah.
This, like, couple years ago.
Natalia.
Yeah, a few years ago, she was like, oh, she's just an ugly child. But, like, no, you're like, oh, she's
an ugly human.
Young adult.
Yeah, and then she's from the Baltic region.
Oh, no shit, bro.
At first, everything goes really well, but then the young girl exhibits violent behavior and tries to kill her adoptive parents
and
siblings.
I think that's the whole plan,
though. Oh,
wasn't
that the horror movie? It was based on her.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
2009, orphan. Oh, Ukrainian. She's Ukrainian.
Yeah, you can't
sleeper,
trust these.
A sleeper cell.
Yeah.
A little sleeper cell they've been shipping out of Ukraine.
Yeah, very little.
Yeah. Watch out for your adoptions if you're adopting anyone from Ukraine.
Yeah,
there
was the face. Yeah, she was the. I thought that was a fake news on the internet.
That's
oh,
a
it's
child.
Real.
Yeah, it looks.
She looks creepy as fuck, dog.
Yeah, it looks like a murderer.
I can say she's kind of hot, right? That's
legal.
Bro, no. You're allowed to say that, right?
Face is
you're not
scary.
Allowed to say that.
No, the face is scary.
You're allowed saying that, but
yeah, sure, that's scary. Actually.
No, that'd be terrifying to find out that's an adult.
Oh my god!
Yeah. First of all, I wouldn't adopt this. This is creepy.
Yeah, very creepy kid.
Could you also imagine the times that it's judging you that you don't know? You're like, hey, go clean up your room. Do your homework, you know. And
is that Dr. Phil?
Now in the back of the head, in the back of her head, she's just like, you little fucker. You can't fucking tell me what to do. She can't even raise a fucking kid. What the fuck's wrong with you? Like,
I'm going to kill
constantly
you.
Constantly
like
in her head, just probably judging the parents, which is wild.
Does she have a thick Ukrainian accent?
Oh, and plus, you know, it's weird, too. Like, they adopted her. They thought she was three. So they were like, she's going to learn our language super quickly when you're a child. But since she's like 22, she didn't learn anything.
Yeah. She always had an accent. Yeah.
She's brilliant for a three-year-old, but also super dumb at the same time.
Like, give her some milk. It's delicious milk, mother.
She knows the capital of every state, but she can't learn two words.
Yeah, when's the spelling bee? It is wild.
It's a nice country, many colored folk. Many colored folk is awkward.
So she went to school?
I guess.
Like, I guess
with
that's the
children.
Whole thing.
Oh. I'd lose my mind all day.
Or you have to like do
coloring
homework
shit?
And
I'd go crazy. That's prison.
That's probably why she murdered those people. She was probably like, no, this will be cool. I can pretend to be a kid. And then she was like, imagine having someone tuck you in bed, tuck you to sleep.
Stranger.
Every night, a strange old man give you a kiss on the forehead.
So that person's just a few years older than you? Just tucking you in?
He's washing you.
Oh, and imagine you're an adult.
He's giving you a bath, and you're like, Daddy, I want to shave my pussy.
Oh, God damn it.
And then you're an adult, you're in school, then you have to ask someone else for permission every time you want
to
take a shit.
She had to shave her pussy.
I was just thinking of that, too. She probably did that.
Shave her pussy and armpits. Like,
oh, my God.
Probably set her alarm at 3 in the morning to shave her pussy, or probably had neat.
Yeah, or just, or nair. Yeah.
But the parents, by the way, were arrested in 2019 for abandoning their daughter.
Yeah, I would abandon her.
Wait,
too.
Abandoning her?
No, no, their other daughter. They're like,
so wait, they abandoned their real daughter and then raised her.
Seems like a bad choice.
They are really bad at making decisions.
Like, they should go to jail.
Yeah.
They're like, which one do we keep? The one that looks like us, or that little demon?
A cute one.
They really rolled the dice on that one. That was a bad call. That was, these guys should never go to a casino.
Oh, my God.
That was a very bad call.
Make statements and draw pictures saying she wanted to kill family members, roll them up in a blanket, and put them in a back in the backyard. She was standing over people in the middle of the night. You couldn't go to sleep. We had to hide all the sharp objects.
What a fucking creep.
She was jumping out of moving cars. She was smearing blood on mirrors.
I love this girl.
She was doing things you could never imagine a little child doing.
You can't imagine a grown person doing that.
Smearing blood on mirrors.
Yeah, like, the line is like, child. Yeah, they're like, is that such a grown-up thing to do? Yeah. Smearing blood on the mirror.
Yeah, exactly.
Writing murder.
Masturbating.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, masturbating with a crucifix in her bed. Like a normal kid thing.
Big girl.
Yeah. She's a teenager.
Jesus Christ.
Michael and Christine sought professional help for their daughter. A clinical therapist who worked with Natalia claimed she told her that she was really 18 years old and enjoyed terrorizing the Barnetts.
That's fun.
In March,
I love that. Let's admit that that's hilarious.
In March 2012, physician Andrew McLaren... That's a cool name.
Why would she tell a psychologist? When the
confidentiality. Yeah. You're not supposed to say it.
I guess not, but...
No, those are rat bastards.
And as soon as she said, I'm 18, it's an adult, you're not supposed to say anything. But I mean, that's something you should say.
They rented an apartment for her and moved to Canada.
Oh, shit.
They changed countries.
There we go. They're Quebecers now.
Yeah.
Les Québécois.
God, that...
They both were adopted by Laurent Paquin.
Yeah. Dude... Hey, if she's listening to this podcast, she's out here somewhere. Like, let's bring her on. Let's have her on. I want to hear her side.
No, she come up. She's in the States.
I want to hear her side of the story. This has got to all be fake news.
These fucking assholes came to Ukraine and kidnapped me.
I stand with her. I believe her.
Not those shitty Barnetts.
Yeah, exactly. They fucking raised her. It's not her fault she's like that.
She stands with the Azov Battalion, bro. That's who she stands with.
She's on the front line somewhere in Ukraine right now.
It's so insane, bro. Yeah, I heard that our friend Zelensky's in Washington asking for $62 billion.
Yeah?
Yeah. I don't think he's going to get it.
I mean, it's the one place they might give it to him in the world.
Did you see Trump's new slogan?
No, am I going to laugh?
No, it's really good. It's America First.
That's an amazing slogan.
Yeah, when I heard it,
that's
I was like,
"Trump's slogan."
Well, that's what he was saying. Like every fucking 4 seconds.
Was it America First or yo? Check out that nurse.
Isn't that like Good Morning America slogan or something?
No, Good Morning America is like
Good Morning America.
What can I do for
it's
you,
like,
China?
We still exist.
Yeah, we still exist. We're real. Yeah. That's a good slogan.
Yeah, yeah. When I heard it, I was like, "Oh, he's gonna win. He's
America
definitely
first.
Gonna win. America first. Because he was like. Biden's giving money to Ukraine and then they're doing this and they want to protect the borders in Ukraine and then they want to help fucking
Israel,
Palestine. Yeah. But you know who we got to help? Americans. And then everyone's like, you got to help us.
First out shop.
Yeah. Yeah. He's right, though.
Yeah.
You should.
Yeah.
It's crazy the amount of money
they're throwing. Definitely Trump is thinking about Americans.
Yeah.
He's doing this for America.
Look.
Yeah.
I've seen... What Trump is up to.
He's got a good heart.
He's got a good heart.
He's a good dude.
Say what you will. He's got that Trump heart in him.
Yeah, well, he can keep shouting out my merch company.
Is he?
America First.
Oh, that's it. First.
First.shop, baby.
First.shop.
I'll get a promo code going. Dude, I'm going to ride
smart,
the wave.
Oh. You would go buy AmericaFirst.com right now.
Yeah, AmericaFirst.shop.
Yeah, and it would.
Oh, you should have your
America.first.shop.
And an American flag.
Like the American flag? I'd sell a shit ton.
Go with that flag,
dude.
To Trump,
I'd be like the
right?
guy selling Canadian flags at the at the Ottawa thing there with the truckers. That guy made a fortune. West knows that guy. He sold the flags to like the freedom fighters or whatever they were.
Where's
the
this?
Truck drivers
made millions of dollars.
Really? Canadian flags,
yeah.
Whoa!
And they were just regular Canadian flags.
Yeah,
that he bought like on Alibaba.
Yeah,
or?
He did that. Like he saw the wave coming. I think he did that. He did hats, tees. You know, like all sorts of things related to that. And just,
God damn.
So if you're there, I mean, I won't be surprised if I get like an offer for my website.
I bet you that confused Trudeau. Like, yeah. He's like, they're so excited, but everybody hates me. And he's like, no, those
shut
are flags.
Down their bank accounts.
Those are flags. You misunderstood. They still don't like you. That's a good idea, though. What he just said first with the America stuff, that's amazing. I want to buy one.
Sure. All
right. Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah. You should sell them.
Yeah, I'll sell you one. Send you a link.
Hey, you have another one? Canada second.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's West's shop.
West has second, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm. I do, but he uses it.
No, you don't got to be aggressive.
I trademarked.
You don't got to get upset, right?
Yeah, I trademarked second.
Someone's waiting for you downstairs before the English show so you could autograph his shirt.
Okay.
Yeah. Just so you know.
All right.
How sad is that, eh?
They're just waiting.
Yeah.
No, he's not waiting this whole time. He's going to the show purposely. So Mike.
Okay. Yeah.
He's not. Yeah. He hasn't been there for 3 days.
Picturing him outside,
in crying. The
cold. Is it his favorite shirt? What kind of shirt is it? Is it a shirt with 90 other signatures on it, or is it
it's
Mike's shirt, or is it like a limited white
edition 2 Drink Minimums that we gave away? It's that black one where it's just me and Mike.
Goddamn! Yeah. Okay, so he's a real one.
Oh, he's a hardcore 2 Drink Minimum. Should bring him up. He's not downstairs right now.
No.
I'm saying at the show he's gonna be there, and he asked me. He says, "Can Mike sign it finally?" Because he's been asking for a while. I said he's gonna be there, so this is the perfect time to get him to sign it. I'll tell him to come sign it.
Doing a live show.
Live. 2 Drink Minimum Christmas special here at the Bordel.
Oh, what date?
Next Tuesday, I guess. That's the 19th, yeah. Right?
Yeah. Tuesday the 19th?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
We're going to... I asked Paul Sleep. I said, you want us to just come since you're still under sponsorship month? We could give away pillows. They said we gave away all our goddamn pillows at our stupid telethon thing.
No.
And I was like, goddamn.
What telethon? People still doing telethons,
they did a live... did a live thing during, I think, Black Friday. There was podcasts happening. They were playing games. People were tuning in online. They did like a live stream. And they gave away all the shit they had at the headquarters.
Cool, cool.
It would have been better if they let us give shit away, but it doesn't matter.
Yeah, but also you're a night out of the town. The last thing you want to do is walk home with your girlfriend.
With a pillow.
Yeah, holding a stupid pillow.
I did that once as a joke. I was doing a show. Some town in Lac Saint-Jean. And it was on an army base, and like the where I was doing the show, right next door, it was where they stored the old mattresses that soldiers that had pissed during the night had pee on, and then they'd sell those mattresses for like $10. So I was like, well, it depends how much piss was on it. So it went from like 15 to 100.
Oh,
so I bought a $15 mattress.
That piss ratio is off, though. Yeah. That must have been
there was just a lot of piss. A lot of piss. And then I was like, I told my opening act, I was like, tell people that we're sponsored by the mattress shop, and then ask if anyone wants
oh,
a
no.
like do a drawing. A so draw. He did a drawing, and then a guy won a mattress.
Oh no!
And then he had to sit. It was like it was a bar show. He had to sit with his fucking mattress,
just piss soaked mattress.
At the end of the night, I see him in the parking lot trying to fit a fucking mattress in a Honda Civic.
It was
covered
the fucking piss.
Funniest thing. He had a piss fucking covered.
Yeah. Yeah, just like filled with sweat of like a PTSD survivor, just sweating in his nightmares, soaking up in the blankets.
Yeah. And plus, like, a bed that has piss on it. That like my girlfriend gave me a bed for my dad, and there was a piss stain, and I keep teasing her about it. But she was like, "It's because my kids were babies. They were babies. So I guess baby pee isn't as bad as like fucking 34 year old soldier pee."
Yeah. Yeah. It isn't.
No, because it's like, it's just fucking a little bit of piss.
It's like if an animal shit in your house
you're like,
versus
fuck
a human.
Off. Whereas, 38-year-old man shits on your carpet.
Oh, dude.
I'd rather smell my own fart than smell somebody else's fart. Okay, I'd rather smell my own fart than smell a dog's fart. But I'd rather pick up a dog shit
than pick up
up my own shit.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Right? Isn't that weird?
Fuck, if we have to wipe our ass like a lot, picking up our shit is probably just
that would
ruin it. Oh, fuck, okay. You got it, like one piece turns into 9 pieces.
Yeah, that's why they dug holes. There's we don't even want to see it.
My dog had diarrhea a little while back.
Yeah.
And it was like a cartoon. You just heard a fart and then it was like a water fountain. It wouldn't stop coming out.
Oh, shit.
It like literally, I thought there was a prank happening. That's how bad it was. And it reeked.
Happened to me once. I had a bigger dog, and just all across the wall.
It was everywhere.
I'd put him in a cage at night. Like he's a bigger dog, and he'd eat shit. And then like he all sprayed the wall. I spent all day cleaning it up, and then the next day I put a garbage bag around the cage. And I'm like, I'm not gonna deal with this. And the next day,
did he die?
No, he was just covered in his own feces. Shit. Like it was.
Their ass explodes.
It was insane. Yeah.
And did your dog wipe her ass? On
picked
the
her up at, right after clearly. It happened.
That's what
but
they
that's
do.
What
after,
they do.
Yeah, they're clean.
She tried, but picked her up right after. But the cleanup was insane because you had to clean the dog,
between
the floor,
the
everything it hit.
Everywhere.
It was like a massive.
Did it hit
undertaking.
The couch? Or?
It didn't hit the couch, luckily, but it hit like the wall. Yeah. It was crazy.
It becomes grout in between your flooring, you're like, oh,
no, you gotta get rid of it right away while it's wet.
Oh my god,
it's crazy diarrhea.
But it's one of those things, like when you're, isn't that weird? Like the longer you stay in a place, like you don't smell it anymore. Like that's a real thing. Like your brain deletes that shit. Like there are people who live in absolute fucking garbage dumps.
Oh, I've witnessed it.
Yeah, I've seen it too. I used to be a mover, right? We used to move like shitty people, and like, just smells like heavy cat piss. Like the air is thick, and they're just like, "Hey, what's going on? How you doing today?" You know, they're just riddled with piss.
I say this to people, and they think I'm lying, but I'm not. You could Google it. Cat piss, that smell, and cat piss in general,
it's the worst thing in the world.
Yeah, and it's dangerous for humans.
It's like ammonia.
Cat piss is not. And every time I say they go, you're exaggerating, but it's a real thing. You could Google it. Yeah. Cat piss is dangerous for people, and also that smell, dude. I can smell it. I'll walk into someone's house if they've cat pissed everywhere, and you could. Yeah. It hits you.
Yeah.
I remember when I was young, I used to have a cat. She pissed in the closet. That closet was done forever.
Yeah. We used to have a Lego chest, like a big army chest my dad had. It was filled with Legos, but my parents used to breed cats.
Oh.
Himalayans and Persians, like the you know, the flat-faced ones and stuff. They're really expensive. And they just make them fuck all day and just bring them to shows and then sell them off. And
did they take like funky photos? Like,
Slide and they had long-ass names like this and shit for the tournaments. And I had to like clean out the cages. That was my, you know, whatever. But, yeah, dude, these cats would go into her Lego bin, and they would just spray. And us as children, like, you're mixing around. You're like, oh, fuck, he pissed in it again. But we never wash it, and we just play, and they were sticky. And I remember as kids.
You're lucky you're not sick.
Dude, we would play with these, and we're like, and we could tell which ones, like, have been sticky for months because they'd have, like, tons of, like, hair and shit on them. And the other ones that were fresh were like, oh, no. So we just leave that corner over there and just kind of avoid it until it gets a little. And for us, we didn't care. It was like living on a farm and having a manure pile. Like, although that's shit for you on a farm, you're like,
yeah,
it's a manure pile. The manure pile, shit.
Way less dangerous than the shit that's coming out of that cat piss. Cat piss is dangerous.
I don't know.
Fuck. I had a friend when I was little. And my friend told me, he was like, have you ever spoken to your dad about his childhood? And I was like, yeah. And he goes, did you have a feeling that your dad was a fucking buffoon? And I was like, no. Like, his childhood, like, he was poor, but he wasn't stupid. Because his dad had told him when he was little, in the winter, he liked sliding down hills. And then in the summer, he couldn't, so he had an idea. He was like, I could slide down the manure pile.
Oh, yeah.
So. But he didn't have a sled, so he'd just run and fucking slide, you dirty fucking.
Yeah, but as a kid, you don't realize that is shit. Like, I didn't realize it was piss. I knew cats did it.
Yeah.
And I kind of guess I knew it was piss, but like, it didn't bother us because we were like, oh, I guess it's normal because our parents aren't cleaning it up.
Yeah.
So I suppose this is normal.
Because I grew up on a farm and I'd walk on the manure pile, no problem, when it was hard. But I wouldn't play with it. Like, I wouldn't touch it.
Yeah.
But if I had to step on it, I was like, ah, who cares?
Yeah.
But then I'd wipe my feet, but I wouldn't slide.
Yeah. I don't know.
You're not trying to get that on your body.
Yeah.
You're a kid. It's fine.
When I was a kid.
If you're a 22-year-old child in Ukraine, you don't care.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. About what?
I mean, you're living in the foster family. You won't get adopted. Piss-filled Legos. You don't care.
The piss-filled Legos, though, it's because, like, dog piss is closer to, like, human piss.
They'd hold together better.
But cat piss, fuck, I hate cat piss. Like, just the smell. You walk in and you smell the cat piss. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. My girlfriend, her mother was staying at the house.
She has cats?
Yeah, and she has one cat that whenever the cat comes over, it pees on one of her daughter's bed.
Oh, fuck.
And it's fucking horrible, and it stinks. And then the mother's always like, no, I clean it. It doesn't smell anymore. But you can fucking smell it. So I was like, okay, as soon as we're moving, that bed is we're giving it to my dad. No one's sleeping in that
fucking
except
Catfish
for
Johnson over there. He's not gonna know.
Yeah, that's like. But again, it's like started the conversation. Like, people also go for a cigarette. Like, you don't smell it once you had a smoke.
Yeah,
he came in after he had a cigarette. I was like, whoa. Like, because I don't smoke anymore. It's crazy how much it stinks.
Well, I know. I'll give you an example. Let's say my dog right now. My mom's babysitting her.
Yeah.
When I pick up my dog tonight, my dog's gonna reek of cigarettes.
Oh yeah. Because he makes him smoke?
My mom?
Your mom makes him smoke? Makes your dog smoke?
My dog's a girl.
Just
both
fucking
ladies.
Lays a pack there. You're not moving until you smoke this whole thing?
With a cigarette and they're playing fucking cards.
Feeding them shots.
No, even when she doesn't smoke when she's there, it's in her apartment. It's just going to smell like smoke. But my mom doesn't smell it.
No, of course not. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Because they're fucking selfish people.
Yeah, that's what it is.
And they don't care about those around them. Is the truth. Okay.
Why are you looking at me like that?
What do you mean? What did I do? Fucking smoker.
But I'll tell you the realist in him. Remember how he was saying, I'm going to quit smoking. I could quit anytime. I quit.
Yeah.
Ever since he stopped saying that and he's like, you know what? I'm going to smoke. I like smoking.
Yeah.
He seems happier. Like, because he's not trying to fight like a crazy battle that was fucking with him. Now he's like, that's what I do.
Do you regret starting again? Because you quit for like
a little while. A little, but then
does.
I'm like, you know what? I'm going to focus on one thing at a time. I'm going to focus on losing weight. I've lost 20 pounds. I'm down to 270.
Yeah, the 20 pounds they lost was actual money.
Yeah, he's just spending on cigarettes. He's like, what's your diet? He's like, I just eat cigarettes now. I just eat cigarettes and throw up.
Coffee and cigarettes for breakfast.
He's like, I can't afford food anymore.
I sit in my car and I just eat a pack of cigarettes.
A pack of smokes is probably a day. Like 20 bucks.
$12.
Yeah. 12, okay.
It's still more expensive.
But the old cigarettes I used to smoke, the Demories, they're now like $18, $19
Okay, yeah, so you're smoking like a shit brand.
You're smoking Native cigarettes?
No, no, no. Native cigarettes McDonald's. Is like $3 a pack. No, not that bad.
Do you buy your cigarettes from like Reserve? Migrants?
No, no, no. At the gas station.
Okay.
Which gas station? Philip Morris,
I think. The people.
Some shit like that.
How come you... Why don't you just smoke Native cigarettes?
Those hurt.
They're hard to smoke. They're...
Could they possibly get you off?
Well, that's what happened to me the first time I quit.
You got disgusted.
Is because I had bought Cuban cigars, but they were rolled up like cigarettes. But so they were nasty, and to inhale, they were kind of like really harsh. So I ended up smoking like I went from like a pack a day to I was smoking like three a day of those. And then what happened was when I finally ran out of the
three
carton,
packs?
Three cigarettes. Oh, sorry,
three packs of shitty cigars.
Jesus Christ,
and
this fucking sucks.
And then when I
going to bed.
And then when I finally ran out, I bought a like a pack of smokes from here, and it was way more disgusting than the ones from Cuba. Yeah. So I was like, ugh, and I just threw it out, and that's how I stopped the first time, and then
that isn't how you stopped the first time.
That is how I stopped the first time. I was like, how old was I? I was 19.
Okay.
I was 19.
Okay.
No. Yeah.
Okay. That was the first time. I didn't know. That was for us. That's the prequel. That's before what we did the first time.
Would you, if you got a cancer scare, would you quit?
Nah.
You wouldn't quit if you got a cancer. Like, I'm not saying if you had cancer, but I'm saying if you felt something and you went and there's a scan, they're like, there's something on your lung. You don't know. You wouldn't quit right then. Or would you be like, let me wait to see if it's cancer?
And then
if it's not cancer, I'm going to keep going.
And then like a month later, they tell me it's not cancer?
But before you know, would you quit? Would you?
I think I would, yeah.
You would, eh?
I'd be the other way. Like if it wasn't cancer, I'd quit. If it was, I'd be like, I got it anyway.
Yeah.
It's like AIDS.
Yeah.
It's like... I'm going to start wearing a condom now.
I'm not going to stop blood-dogging dudes now. Jesus Christ.
But when you were diagnosed with AIDS, you didn't stop smoking.
Fucking guy.
That shirt looks like you have AIDS.
It does?
Oh, but people are idiots, so people are savage. I don't think most people would stop, or even the AIDS, because I noticed in my building, they redid the garbage chute, and they put new signs, and they sent emails. They're complaining. They go, can you people stop throwing feces in the
no way.
And they said you people?
Yeah, like shit. Like, but no. At first, I misunderstood. I thought it's like, you know how to put shit in bags. You could put shit like diapers. You could put that in bags. Yeah. And then I realized what they were talking about was not in bags, just people throwing shit down the chute.
Do you think it's diapers or actual shit? Man.
They said shit. They used to say diapers. Now they said stop throwing feces down the thing.
Oh, so
I was like, how many? Because that's a lot of people.
Yeah.
It's not one person. Because they said people are throwing dog shit directly down. People are throwing human feces directly down. And I was like,
human?
No, aliens. I'm sorry, aliens.
No, but like how? What are you doing?
But that's the thing. I don't understand. Do you shit in a bucket and then throw it down? Like how, the
Some
scenario.
Some people don't fucking fall for a big toilet.
They're like, a lot of rebels in my building.
Not this time.
A lot of patriots. How crazy is that? Don't throw shit down the...
That's fucking mental.
I don't think...
And
I don't
think your apartment building...
It's nice.
It's nice and it's expensive.
Yeah.
What the fuck? How do these people afford that rent?
They were there for a while.
And because the only reason you're throwing shit directly down is you're like, I'm not gonna waste a bag.
Yeah.
Like, what am I, fucking a millionaire?
Yeah. Unless you just like you couldn't hold it, you shat in your hand somehow.
But that would
like,
be one time. It wouldn't be repeated emails.
Yeah. So maybe it's just one guy, like a serial like shoot shitter.
I'd be ashamed if I shit in my hand. Just to open the door and then be in the hallway and then, hey, Steve.
As if they wouldn't smell it.
Yeah. So Ugh. I'd be fucking. I'm just gonna rinse my hand.
Yeah, the smell of human shit is particularly pungent as well.
Especially if it's bad.
It's very distinct because I remember going into this abandoned like Urbex, old abandoned hospital or whatever. You know, you go explore for like we're filming a video and we're out there and you turn a corner, you're like, oh, that smells like human shit. And I can't tell you the last time I smelled human shit, but instantly you know it's human shit. You don't even need to see it. You're like, oh, a human shit here. Hold on. And it might not have been too long ago.
Yeah. I wonder how close monkey shit is. So like apes, since we're like almost apes,
yeah.
I wonder if their shit is kind of like
they
that.
Throw it down shoots.
Yeah.
Monkeys throw it down shoots. They don't give a shit. Yeah, they're just like fucking flinging shit.
Have you ever
shit,
accidentally
dude.
Shit somewhere you weren't supposed to?
Yeah. I can't tell a story. God damn it.
I have a story that I'm like, should I
tell
it?
You God damn it, I promise.
Oh, like you shat yourself or?
No. What happened to you?
I could say I was at, I won't name who, but I could say I was at a really predominant comedian's house. All right. Really, really well-known comedian.
I know who this is. And I know the story.
I was with Wes and we're coming into his place and there's a bunch of people sort of after hours sort of theme. We're all having fun. And he goes, and he's like, yeah, here's it. I'm busy looking around. This place is great, man. It's such cool artwork, whatnot. And meanwhile, he's saying stuff to like the other people. Oh, this is that. But I'm just kind of like enamored by the building. Anyways, time goes by and I'm sitting on the couch and the host is outside the balcony. People are there. And I go to Wes. I'm just like, I'm just going to use the bathroom real quick. So I just go to the bathroom. I walk in the bathroom, dude. And there's fucking $5,000 toilet. I don't know what I'm looking at. It's an alien spaceship. It's got lights
coming
off it.
It's like a Japanese toilet?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's got bells and whistles, like tons of like neons. It looks like I'm at the dentist right now. I'm about to put my face in this thing. I was ready to. It was that clean. And I'm just like, whoa. And I'm trying to piss. I'm trying to lift the thing. It won't lift by itself. I think I might have broken. I'm pissing. Wash my hands. Like, that was fucking wild. Sit back down and Wes goes, did you just go to that bathroom? I'm like, yeah, I had to go to the bathroom. Why? He specifically told us when we got here.
Use the guest bathroom.
Do not use my bathroom. Your bathroom is in that room over there. I said, get the fuck out. And I'm like, what did he say? And he's like, yeah. He kind of said, where's Chris? And he's in the bathroom. He went, for fuck's sake. And he went on the balcony. And I was like, fuck. So I'm like, God damn it. I have to go say something. So I go on the balcony. I'm like, hey, and he was talking to another person. I interrupted him. I'm like, hey, I'm sorry I used your toilet. I don't know what to tell. I'm very sorry. I didn't know I was not allowed. And he burst out laughing. And it was all fine. But it was a very awkward, like, clearly not happy about it. And
yeah,
I was like,
obviously.
I'm sorry I used the thing that I was supposed to use to go to the bathroom. I didn't hear the lecture you gave everyone before we walked in. So that was a very awkward, unfortunate thing that happened.
I had a thing. I'm renovating my house, and I'd forgot. Like last week, I was doing a TV show,
uh-huh.
And I'm there, and I see a guy that I used to work with in the old days, Music Plus, and then he goes, "Hey, do you still live on the South Shore?" And I go, what? "Yeah, I'm renovating the house." And yeah. He goes, "You're not getting rid of the bathroom, though, are you?" And I'm like, "What?" He goes, "Your bathroom." Yeah, and then like I didn't know this. But like I've had the Japanese toilet for like since 15 years ago, and he tells a person I'm with, he goes, when we didn't have rap parties in Music Plus, so Mike could do them at his house, and then we'd all take turns just go fucking wash our asses on his toilet, and I was like, what, everyone? And he was like, everyone fucking wash their ass with
the
toilet.
That's fun.
Yeah. No, I was happy.
Yeah.
I was like,
you're
oh,
the opposite of that
cool.
guy. You're the opposite.
I was like,
you were,
that's fucking amazing.
You were giving out freebies.
I'm giving free rides.
No, I didn't even understand how it worked at that point. And when I went to it, like water shot up at my dick while I was trying to take a piss standing. It was very weird. But I did not. I did not enjoy being called out for that. I'll be honest.
And that's a shitty Japanese toilet. Because you're supposed to have a sensor that the water doesn't shoot.
I think I might have broke. I think I forced it.
Oh, yeah,
I don't know.
Probably.
I did something wrong. Yeah.
Probably.
So this is years ago. This is when they first, you know where the farm is in front of like Le Balcon, where it is now, that old church there on St. Catherine? There's condos in the back there. Now they've been there for a while, but they were new at the time. This was even before we met. This was a while ago. I was a chick. It was an older lady. She had a nice fucking apartment.
Rack.
Oh. And I was there. Yeah, nice rack too. So a hot chick. And I had went late, and I was out all day. I was fucking working shit like that. So I showed up. So I was like, if I do anything, can I jump in the shower? She's like, yeah, of course. So I go, bro, and like I misjudged a fart, Poseidon.
No.
You understand?
It was a fart.
My ass exploded.
Shit yourself. God damn.
Standing up in the
bathroom? In the shower.
You were a big guy, though, back then.
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
This is a hot chick, bro. You do this, right? That shower, there was so much shit. And it was crazy because explosive diarrhea everywhere, but also thick shit, bro. God. And then I was like, I don't know, bro. And it couldn't go down. I was like, did I get down the drain? It was impossible, bro. So it's just, I cleaned up, bro. Blocked her and left.
Whoa. You blocked her.
How do you explain that?
She knows it was you.
Oh, yeah.
No.
That's fucking crazy.
I think after she realized she was blocked, she was like, understandable.
Yeah.
She must have lost her mind, bro.
She must have been like, God damn, that's a harsh block. Not only does he block me, he shits in
my tub. It looked like 15 people took a shit.
My tub and my Instagram at the same time.
It looked like 15 people took a shit.
He blocked the drain and...
It looked like a crime scene.
My mom, she had an old waitress job at La Belle Provence, and they had breakfast. And she was a breakfast waitress. And one time, one person went in the bathroom, and it was taking really long. And my mother was like, what the fuck's going on in there? And then the person finishes, leaves right away, didn't pay bill, whatever, just dips.
Not even pay the bill?
Yeah, just ran out, left. And I'm like, what the fuck? And then the owner was there, and he goes to check the bathroom. He's like, what the fuck, nah? He checks, and it was shit everywhere. The walls, the bowl, the floor, everything. And he calls my mom to go clean it up. And my mom goes, look, she's like, I'm not cleaning that up. Go fuck yourself. So then there was so much shit that he had to use a shovel. Just shoveled shit out of the public bathroom. He had to like bring in like hoses and stuff to clean it. It was insane.
You know what you could do? You could just put it in a big chest of Legos and just swirl it around.
And you can play with it.
Yeah. Kids won't even mind.
Dude, you know that's what happened to Milton when we were in high school and he worked at McDonald's and he was a cashier and friend at the time. And someone went in and they shit everywhere on the walls, everything.
God.
And he went and it wasn't even his job. And they were like, oh my God, what'd you do? He's like, and I cleaned it. Like, it's not even your job. He's like, yeah, but they asked me to. If I want to be assistant manager, I got to prove that I can do the job. I was like, dude, I would have quit so fast.
Even if
I've quit for less.
But all of a sudden, my grandmother, I used to live with my grandma and she had Parkinson's. And she always had diarrhea. And she was super slow. So she'd go to the bathroom, then start shaking. And then she just, my mom's name was Jan. So you'd hear my grandma go, Jan. Jan. And then my mother would be like, tabarnak. And then she'd be like, I had an accident. And it was always, you'd go in and you were like, how the fuck did, like getting it on this seat, I can get. But there'd be some like on the fucking on the counter.
No,
it was fucking
anarchy.
Horrible. And then like so we never used that bathroom, and people would come over
condemned.
And they were like, "I gotta go to the bathroom." We were like, "Go upstairs bathroom."
Yeah.
And then my grandma died in 1990. My dad sold the house, I think, in 2000. All the 90s, he never used that bathroom. Even after, like, my mom fucking, like, they changed everything. Yeah. They redid it, redid the tiles.
Story
the
has it, she's still in there.
Yeah, but he never used that toilet.
He made a stand. He's like, I will not go and poop in that Guatemalan prison.
Crazy. And old people shit is far grosser.
It's terrible.
My grandma. The
older you get, the grosser your shit.
Yeah.
Right?
I had one time she was walking in, like she used to have a walker, and she's walking in from outside, and she's going quick.
Oh, you know.
And you hear like. And then I look at her leg, and I see like it's just sliding down her leg, and then inside of her sock, she had a sock that was a little loose, so it saved the kitchen. Is her fucking loose sock?
But it's crazy how much shit you could have inside. Because when I was like 12 or 10, when I shit my I was under 12. 12 was in high school. So when I was like 10, when I shit myself at summer camps, and it was, you know, where the community is. On Wilderton, where in the middle of Wilderton, where there's a kids park, like a little park.
Yeah.
He knows. You know where the kids park is. From there, the trail of shit went all the way up the block to the gym, downstairs.
No way.
And then if you'd follow the trail, it went to the bathrooms, and in one of the stalls, it went to where the toilet is, and then all you would see was my shorts floating, covered in shit, and I had ran away naked. Oh, God. Because I lived right next door. And then I cleaned up. I went home and took a shower. And that's then went hilarious. Back. Like, did you shit everywhere and you left your shorts in there? And I was like, no.
No, never.
That never happened.
Not me, dude. I'm not a fucking degenerate. Yeah, yeah. I would have done the same thing. Yeah. You get away with shit like that. You're like, no.
Yeah.
Like,
you clearly took it. Yeah. It's your shorts.
And it doesn't matter. Not me.
I'm like, where would I get them? Yeah. Why would I be clean?
And it's so funny because as parents, like, you'd have no choice to believe them. You'd be like, all right. Mm. You know, and you know this little shit just fucking clogged his shit and left his fucking pants there and ran naked. But you can't.
I ran naked through a building. Yeah.
And you're just like, nope, never happened.
Mm. Yeah. I went home, showered, and came right away back.
Did I ever tell you I used to do the change the sakanun at the Village de Spa.
The what? Sakanun?
The sakanun, we call them. I was 15.
Are you talking about the girls' bathroom?
Yeah.
I when I used to work at Harvey's, I literally, it's the one thing I never did.
Oh,
I
refused. The thing.
The tampon.
Metal, little metal. Yeah, try doing it at a water park at 40 degree heat. When the fucking water park.
I refuse.
There's outdoor stalls, right? And it's 40 degrees. It is packed. Jam-packed day. It is a fun day in the sun. Everyone's having the best fucking day.
Except for you.
Well, I was having the best day because they were like, hey, Chris, can you pick up the soggy cigarette butts and Doritos on the path? And I'm like, yes, please. Thank you. I love this job. And then they're like, Chris, and I got my little mic. I'm like, fuck, I know it's coming. They're like, yeah, throwing the sakanun, and I'm like, God damn it. This is my foreman saying sakanun to a 15-year-old, by the way. And I'm like, I don't know exactly what that means.
Bag of cunts.
I had to get these gloves, these thick sort of dish gloves, and I had a garbage bag, and I would go in. But here's the thing. Here's the crazy thing is that because the park was so full and because there was a lot of traffic, normally in these little metal boxes, there's a brown bag in them. Well, that brown bag is scrunched up at the bottom of those metal boxes. And this thing, the lid doesn't close. And there are 40 of them. And all the colors of the rainbows. Yeah. And dude, orange, fucking green, blue, whatever your colors. And I gotta vomit. And since then, I can't smell
iron.
No, the fucking the dish gloves. You know, the thick rubber gloves.
I
smell this shit because I took them off, and that smell to this day, I want to fucking gag, dude.
The thought of this.
That job out, dude. I used to hide. I used to find places to hide when I didn't have my walkie-talkie because we didn't all have one, and I'd fucking hide for like 3 hours.
I thought women like a water park. If I was a woman and it's that time of the month, I wouldn't be sliding.
Yeah,
like I'd be like, no, I'm gonna stay home.
Yeah, women are way grosser than dudes.
Yeah. That's fucking disgusting.
That's why I know it's at Harvey's.
They're way grosser than dudes. Yeah, when they gotta like dispose of their fucking bloody mess, they don't care where it goes.
They don't care shit down garbage chutes.
They don't care what 15-year-old boy has to fucking pick it out of the trash with his hands. It's insane. Damn. Yeah.
Oh, you brought back some fucked up memories.
Hey, 716 an hour is 716 an hour. I'll say that. You know, it's hard earned good money.
God damn, it was very hard on.
That's what I made. 716 an hour.
You need to hire a guy
Canadian.
That's his weird kink.
Yeah.
Like just go, hey, go in a weird like sex room and go, okay, who likes old tampons?
Yeah.
And then go, if you give me $500,
I'll do it.
You're assistant manager, Davey.
Yeah, you're fucking gross. What are you talking about, dude? Get out of here. No, wait. Hold
and
on.
Yet he doesn't understand, so he's giving you $716 an hour.
It's a good deal. It's like, a good deal.
That's it. That's not bad. $716. Dude, here, keep the rest.
Chris, you could charge
I can
way
keep
more.
These, right? I can bring these home?
Yeah, these are mine now, right?
These other whores make me pay $200 an hour.
It's fucking nutty, dude.
So, Chris Ramsey, links are in the description. Mike Ward on tour right now. Mike Ward, Modest, is he's traveling all around Quebec.
Yeah.
Quite the tour, quite the head on stage with you. Also, MikeWard.ca is the place to find links to Patreon. Patreon.com includes Mike Ward Suzuki, the number one French language comedy podcast on the planet. Poseidon, you are ThePoseidon69 on the social medias. You have a website, IamPoseidon.com. Pantel's comedy for all of my stuff. Head over to the Patreon. Chris Ramsey, anything you're plugging?
Yeah, just check out the bottom of the barrel TikTok. We had ours taken down, so we just we re-upped it. So it's Barrel Pod on TikTok, and we post sketches and clips there from our podcast.
Taken down for what?
Too many community violation guideline bullshit.
You
whatever.
Think Brian Simpson called TikTok?
Yeah,
it's like, mine.
Got these damn fucking white Canadians.
Yeah, so go support it. And the Instagram.
Bottom of the barrel, Chris Ramsey, Mike Ward, and our friend Poseidon. Thank you all and go fuck yourselves.
Hold up. Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.